Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Hello, teachers and parents. Welcome to our radio session today. But before we continue, let us pray.
Gracious, loving Father, me fal thanking you, Lord, for this fala session. Me fal pray for our parents, teachers, our picking in blow me fal or this fala nation, as me fal sit down together and share Lord, this fala radio program. I pray that, Lord, you give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Thank you, Father. Go before us. All this me ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. Here again at the studio, I want to introduce to you
Madam Lovelyn Peter Wow,
I'm Beverly Hanirara,
Madam Merlin Tapidaka,
and myself, Mrs. Christina Rore, an officer at the Ministry of Education, Human Resource Development. We will be presenting in this session, and so we would kindly invite you all, teachers and parents, to listen carefully in order to help our students at school and at home. This session today will be on writing process. And the two topics that we will cover are as follows. First, we will look through the genres or types of writing. And also, we will give you brief explanation of these genres or types of writing. And these genres are recount, narrative, exposition, report writing, explanatory, and procedural. The next topic that we will discuss for this session is the five steps in the writing process. Therefore, to begin, firstly, we will briefly look at the genres or the types of writing. And to do that, we are actually answering these two questions. What are these genres? What do each of them mean? And so we will start with
recount. A recount text is a text which retells events or experiences in the past. Also, it retells a series of events. Recount text hem manfala text we hem retalemwa events lo past or experiences lo past. Now, for example, if I write recount about a trip lo sheep and Isabel, firstly mi besawe who, where, and where now this fala event hem happen. Then by garem a series of partner events have happened. For example, my trip holiday, who and where and when. Also, if me go with him, friend blow me Anna, lo Isabel, what things na happen? Lo holiday, by me father play soccer, me father enjoy some la feast, and me father got him fun. After that, by me got him response, lo what now am happen? Response now after everything by me tell him that him one for enjoyable trip and me but happy to mass because me go with him with the friends. The next text now is narrative. Narrative is a piece of writing where him tell him it tells a story and entertains the reader or listener. Also, it entertains or amuses. Narrative text, yeah? Him writing where him tell him story for entertain him or for make him reader, him enjoy him. Yeah, how him reading this fella story and him like for continue for read. For example, this fella story law narrative na him Little Red Riding Hood. Him one for a story with him narrative text, yeah? And so, What now some like general statement, like for writing, yeah, who, what is it, him about Little Red Riding Hood. Then, by him say, where, inside the forest, yeah, him stop. What now him do him? Him like for go look him, visit him, grandmother blow him. What now by problem by him face him? So Little Red Riding Hood, him face him one for problem where him meet him one for a wolf, and this for a wolf here, him change lo picture lo grandmother blow him. That is a problem lo narrative. But there is a resolution too, yeah? By him try for make him what no problem, but problem is solved. So the story blow Little Red Riding Hood, there's a woodcutter where him save him. Him look him that Little Red Riding Hood wolf him by him or him kakaim na ya or him meet him and she's in danger. So what happened now? This fellow man woodcutter him go and him save him inside low house. So a narrative him story where yeah you should read him for entertaining or enjoy him, yeah. And then him got a problem inside lo there too, yeah. But there's a way for you be solving. So him now one example of a narrative text. Now by me passing lo next presenter.
Thank you. Our next two types of writing are exposition and report writing. Exposition and expository writing is a mode of writing in which the purpose of the author is to inform, to explain, describe, or define his or her subject to the reader. Okay, this fellow type of writing, him all about the author or writer, where him like for informal, or him like for explaining, or describe him. What na subject where him like for write about, or that fellow writer him like for pursue him now or argue him. What na side or issue where him like for write about, so that readers time what to read him, about to look him now. What na side where this fellow author him like for talk about. Him now this fellow exposition or an expository writing. Okay, the next piece of writing, him now report writing. A report text, him present him now information about something. For example, some fellow schools, okay, save make him now or the students block it for go on a field trips. Time to go on a field trip, whether about to go visit him, Parliament House, or to go visit him now, or the factories, Loranadi, or some fella site where him all about now, what na subject or the study him, especially inside law science and social studies. Him now have go on now or the trips here. During those trips, or the students about to go for look him now, what now, or got to go for find out inside of the places where or to go on a field trip here. On the return, Okata expect him now for write him report the facts about what now Okata go visit him. So report writing, lo you me Okata teachers, you me serve a dream now time, field trips, or anything that you like him for pikinini, Okata dream Okata write about. And him now example me like forgive him about field trips. Two fella types of writing here, him now two fella type where me for talk about. Now me hand him over go lo next presenter blue you me.
The last two types of writing whereby you me deal with them this time. The first one is explanation text. An explanation text tells readers how something works or why something happens. It is also to explain how or why something occurs. For example, if I am to involve in an explanation writing about fishing, one example naya, me reading fishing line blow me take him hook, me tying him lo front lo fishing line, and me put him bait lo him. Then me go lo this one fishing trip, me tore this one line inside lo sea and wait. Time fish him attracted by this bait, him bite him this one bait, me caught him fish here now. That's how him waka. One good example naya for picking in blue milo provinces, time you go fishing. One example more, Mr. Talem for hot picking in blue milo town, where hot stop lo place where electricity him available lo him. Him, this fella blender, this fella machine blender. If me like for making one fella cucumber juice, me chop him cucumber blow me add him little bit water inside lo blender, put him go this fella cucumber inside, turn him on, and this fella solid substance him turn into liquid and him become juice now, a drink, juice for drinking. So explanation text is all about how you misa write him or him tell him you me how na something him waka and why na that was something him occur. The next writing whereby me talk about now him procedural text. A procedure text is a text that explains or helps us how to make or use something. To instruct someone or how to do something. This fellow writing can come into steps. For example, a recipe. A coconut jam recipe. Hem garem steps to follow. First step, grate him this one coconut, dry coconut. Second step, squeeze him na cream out of this one grated coconut. Third, mezam, what na measurement. Fourth, melt him sugar. Fifth, add him na coconut cream and continue for stir him until him cook. This was a type of writing. If you may follow the right steps properly, by me achieving na this was a goal, law writing. So in the case of this recipe, time you follow me the right steps and cause him end lo him, by result blow me him come out of him the expected coconut jam where you may cook him. So him now, procedural writing.
Thank you. What you fala just hear him go no maya, him okata types of genres or types of writing, and what each lokata writing siya, him minim. Now we will look at the five steps inside lo writing process siya, that you can use teachers when teaching and helping our students in the classroom. And here for you me ota parents, for you me save, and how na imisa help him now or picking in blow you me at home. So we would like you to listen carefully as by me taking you me through logata each logata five steps here. Step one, lo inside lo this writing process ya hem planning stage no maya. Lo here no any writing hem happen yet. Lo this planning stage ya. Student ya or learner ya baba hem think na ya. And lo here hem good that you for teachers encourage him now pair and group work. And so Bagots have a think and discuss together. And as okota lo planning stage ya, where okota think and discuss ya, but use him na okot questions or sem. Who, where, when, what, why, and how. Lo here, bagota either save draw pictures or okota draw na a concept map. Bami se osemia, Ota years 1, 2, and 3, na okata draw. But year 4, 5, and 6, you still can encourage your students to draw as well. And for example, if it's a recount at the beach, and out by using na okata questions who, where, when, what, why, and how. Ba okata draw na ya, okata draw, who na ot golo beach ya? Lo where na ot golo beach ya? Alo where na ot golo, lo where na ot go picnic ya? And when na ot go for picnic ya? What na hem happen? And why na hem happen? And how na ot feel? Time ot go for picnic ya. So, ba okata draw na ya? Ot pictures for as ot a plan and ot show na ya, ot what him happen inside lo story. So those questions who, where, when, why and how him help him now. Ot students or learners lo planning stage lo step one ya. As before, okata write him na story block eta. Time ot kam na lo step two, that's when okata write him out na story block eta. And lo here teachers, you let them out for freely write. They will just then write freely, you know, go and try for check him now. Writing block eta. Lo here okata just write. And lo here okata start write him now. Sentences for story block eta. And time out write him now sentences yeah. Baba okata go back now logota questions yeah. Who, where, when, what, why, and how. So if okata write him now, say who na go lo picnic ya with them or lo beach ya, ba okata write him osem na ya. My family, friends, and I. Lo when out go for picnic ya. Lo here about right him na ya. Went for a picnic at Turtle Beach. When out go for picnic ya. Last weekend. Why not go for picnic? Lo Turtle Beach ya. As they answer that question, why? What by say, because it was my birthday. Or it could be other reasons. Maybe just for go for have fun no ma. Time answering question what happened, that's when okata by write him now. What na happened first, then next, and then osem finally later, yeah? As okata, then osem by end him na story block. So, lo here osem this recount at the picnic at the beach, lo tetol beach, yeah? But if by picnic I write him osem first, yeah? We went in a car and drove down to the Turtle Beach. Then, on our arrival, we got out of the car and went straight and swim in the sea. Next, we ate and drank before we drove back home. Then finally, for concluding na story bloketa, but answer him na question how na ot feel. Bakot sa writing sentence osem, it was an enjoyable picnic. Remember, hem step two no maya, first draft. Ba you teacher let him out freely write. Though you go around and check for support him oketa noma. See that they answer ya, yeah? Oketa questions ya, yeah? Who, where, when, what, why, and how. For guiding oketa, lo writing bloketa. Time hem kam na lo step three inside lo writing process ya. That's when you teacher. Wetem na disala student ya, you tuval go through na ya, where you by revise na. Revise him now. What now? Hem writing ba. Lo step two as first draft lo writing blo hem. Lo here, that's when you check for meaning. Then you ask him what questions osem. Does it make sense? What you write to me, it makes sense too? Or does it sound strong? You let them pick in here for him look him, na writing blow him. As you ask him or her these questions. And lo here now teachers use a help him for add him adjectives and adverbs for make him na story him interesting. For example, osemna di salary count ya. Picnic at the beach. Lo here, my family. Use adding one fal adjective before the noun family. So picking in a sabe writing my lovely family. And hem sabe put him before the noun friends, yeah, best friends. So by him read or say my lovely family, best friends, and I. See, to fall adjectives lo there where him stay before the noun family and friends. And an adverb where picking in a sabe include him inside lo writing blow him is after went here. By me reading again, my family, my lovely family, best friends, and I went, what I went how ya? Happily or quickly. So an adverb lo there, hem make him na the way or the goal or beach ya, went ya. Yeah, hem more interesting than to just say went. Okay? So, lo step three, lo this a writing process, teachers. Any of our parents where if I listen come to lo here na lo step lo this a process of writing ya. Yeah. But you have a help him now, student blow you or parents if you can help at home for time out revise him now their first draft they add him now got adjectives and adverbs. Lo story blocketa. Now you may come na lo third lo fourth step lo this a writing process ya. Yeah. Whereby what edit na and lo here what by fix him up now writing blocketa and about the check for spelling punctuations like capital letters full stop comma question mark speech mark and of course grammar lo here by you teacher and if your parents you help come lo house by check him na tenses yeah for verbs yeah tenses and lo here him especially verbs na yeah for okata write him correctly. And then finally, step five, where by picking any after this fourth step four, yeah, lo writing process after got edit, yeah, but got have to rewrite him now. What okata write him for him neat and tidy. Then by you teacher, you take him now writing lo picking in, you display him now lo wall inside lo classroom, where ot other classmates or other students in the class by get to read their story. And you can invite parents to come to see what they have written. And lo here normally by you may look him or say or celebrate him naya what okata write him. And so teachers, these are the five steps that by him helping you fall a lot in how to teach writing to our students. For parents, you can support your children at home, having to have heard what has been presented to you today. Parents, here are some tips for you to support your children at home and each of the year level teachers, or the year 4, 5, and 6 teachers, where to wait me lo this fala time ya, but not take me for true. Look at the tips here. So I want you parents and parents especially to listen as okata teachers say take me for true with them okata tips here. So thank you by me start with them na year 4.
Thank you for year 4 tips we are getting for parents. The first one is demonstrate positive attitude about education to your children. Now, first, parents, you must save that pikinini him need him help home 2 years when him come back from school, and you must help him. If him no sabe anything lo school, parents you check his or her work and then by you help him. The next point me got him is monitor your child's television, video and internet usage. Once you're picking any other sit down or there or look lo what him help him other with the school blogata, or are they watching something where him different? So it's good parents you must monitor him. picking in blow you me what no more by him look him for him help him with him other education blow him. The next point me garemna is encourage your child to read. Yeah. Help him picking in for read. Yeah, if him no sabre reading, at least he must read law one for a day or one evening for you. And if possible, parents, you provide him books, reading books, so that Pikinini himself got a book for read too. Other books we are picking him like read him now, and should read him. Think him now, me got him 3 points below me, me pass him to the next presenter.
Thank you, Beverly Hanirara, year five teacher.
Okay, for year five parents, me got him few tips no more for reminders blow you me. For how now you must have help and picking any blow you me lo home. First point when me like talk come lo him is parents, you must pay attention to what now or picking any blow you me or got to love him. Like sometimes picking any by him try for tell him you for dream anything or same, but you must have neglect him too or picking any blow you me lo home. Okay, so please parents have time for your children at home. Yeah. Next point, don't overschedule your child. Picking any time him come back after school, you miss take a parents, you miss a make him na line him na every worker picking any for dream lot house worker lot there. But remember, him got him some fella homework, play him for dream. If you may give him time stack a worker too much for dream washing of plate or things or same, or cookie and clean round him house. Time you expecting for him doing waka him hard for doing that because him tired finish. So waka you begin for pikinini, you may little bit minimize him down. And last one, practice what your child learns at school. When him pikinini blow you, him learn him low school, time him come back, you must revise him or wait him pikinini blow you low house. Check him book blow him. When him not him learn him low day, time him come back low you low house, you revise him wait him pikinini blow you. Think him no more three fella tips when me like for tell him for you me or the parents this fella afternoon. Now, but me give him go for next presenter, Madam Merlin Tapidaka.
Thank you, year six teacher.
Okay, me got a few tips here for parents at home. The first one is be a role model for learning. Some willingness to involve with them education blo pikinini. Stop with them picking in and look through the waka blow him. Cooperate with them picking in blow you, with them waka blow him. And continue for work with them him daily. Next tip, promote literacy by reading to your child. Have got him time blow home and continue to read stories to your child or picking in blow home. Next one, talk each day with your child or children about waka bloketa or activities where ko sabe take him come back from school. Check in waka blo pikinini. Work with him pikinini lo learning difficulties blo him. Time you me do him osem, pa him help him pikinini to become an active learner. Where him look him that parents talk with him and okta interest lo him with him waka blo him. So him continue for cooperate and work out with him parents too. So parents, please check him what difficulties in learning and try for solve him all the difficulties where him find him in learning. And lastly, set him up na daily family routine or timetable so that the beginning him sabe lo right timing blah him for doing things lo home and for involve with him work up blah him.
Thank you, teachers and parents, for taking the time blow for listening throughout our presentation today. Let us quickly recap on what has been covered in today's session. First, we look through the genres or types of writing, that is by naming them and briefly explaining what each of them are. Then we looked at the five steps in the process of writing, which is how important that teachers must look in for helping students to go through them. This to help them have the basic understanding of what involves in writing, to prepare them for secondary. Finally, you fala harem not a tips, parents, where Lohia hem shown that you play an important role at home for help him now, picking in blow you, lo education blame as literacy hem concern. And again, here are the key messages from Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development, together with them, a non-government organization around country blow you me. Tufala would like to work together for supporting not pikinini blow you me and young people with them na education blokata inside lo community blow you me. And together ota put him now a project for supporting now ot learners blow you me. Where ota semi save schools open back and ot go back to school. Where something whereby him relate to COVID-19. And so this is a project that him aim for reinforcing now learning through traditional knowledge, values, customs. And this is to reinforce storytelling of custom stories through media. And so if you want for a non-government organization or one you inside of this faith-based organization or you want for a community committees or you stay inside local community norma and you interest and you like for save more about this project and you like for support him inside local community blow you me, then you save contact him now or number ya. And I would like you to take note of these numbers. 7402612 and 8972620. By me repeating, the phone numbers are 7402612 and 8972620. And our website hem www.eresource.gov.sp. I'll repeat this again. Our website is www.eresource.gov.sb. Remember, every letter sia or lowercase or small letter. We have come to the end of our session today and look forward to our next radio session in which how we will continue to work together in helping our students and children in their education. And so, from us,
Madam Laudin Pitawal,
Madam Beverly Hanirara,
Madam Merlin Tapidaka,
and Mrs. Christina Rore,
we wish you all an enjoyable day and week until our next session. Bye.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.